Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 10th, 2011. The body of Abu Zent is finally returned after 35 years, and Israeli military tightens its crackdown on internal leaks as to settlers. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Acting on a Supreme Court ruling, the Israeli military returns the remains of a Palestinian resistance fighter, Abu Zent, killed by Israel during a firefight several decades ago. Abu Zent, born in Nablus, was finally returned, carried the final leg of his long journey home on Sunday by Palestinian security officers. For the past 35 years, his home has been Israel's infamous Cemetery of Numbers, where 350 of his fellow comrades still remain. On the 14th day of a hunger strike declared by the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, solidarity activities continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Dr. Fatiha Boumoghli, the Palestinian Minister of Health, has sent urgent appeals to the World Health Organization and the International Committee of the Red Cross. He claims that they are prisoners of war and not simply criminals, and thus must be treated in the confines of all international law, including the 4th Geneva Convention. In other news, the Israeli military is to take further action to prevent leaks by its soldiers, who stand accused of forewarning extremist settlers about the impending dismantlement of their illegal outpost. Under the new rules, only military commanders will be notified in advance of the operations. While Israeli soldiers themselves do not partake in the dismantlement, they stand guard for the Israeli border police, who do. Early Monday morning, dozens of extremist Israeli settlers attacked Palestinians tending their olive trees. The attack happened in the village of Azmut, east of the West Bank city Nablus, in the groves near the illegal Israeli settlement of El Amoreh. After 30 minutes of verbal exchanges and posturing, the settlers refused to leave and began attacking the olive pickers. A fistfight quickly developed. The Israeli military soon arrived at the scene and removed the settlers. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and his delegation arrived in Bogota today in an attempt to convince the Colombians to reconsider their position. Colombia has previously stated its intention to use its temporary position on the United Nations Security Council to abstain or even oppose the Palestinian bid for full UN membership. This comes while the Middle East Quartet has announced its intention to invite representatives from Palestine and Israel to resume negotiations after its strategy talk on Sunday in Brussels. That was just some of the news from Palestine today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from the occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, William Gibson.